the highest spiritual son from mind this before his departure. Hare Krishna. With my understanding about the principle of Gaudiya Vaishnava, he was highly satisfied. In my articles, in Sanskrit poetry, and also in Bengali articles, English articles, that I have understood the adjustment of the whole thing. He was satisfied with that, that I have really understood what is his mission. Degradation in the theological conception. He, as well as other God brothers also. Rupa delivered lectures, so many we are hearing. Then after that lecture finished, the high senior devotees, they called for me. What Rupa told, reproduce it. And what I could gather, I reproduced him. And they are all satisfied. To the point I could reproduce what I have listened from him. That sort of some special gift was in me. And it was my nature from the childhood. Even in the infant class, in the college life, I could listen very particularly. Catch things properly. And in here also, in the mat also, I could grasp the thing properly. That was my special qualification told by all the God brothers. And Prabhupada also appreciated. He has written about me, Shastra Nipun Sridhar Maharaj, who is well versed in all the scriptures. That is the remark he has given him against my name. Shastra Nipun, very skill he has acquired. In the understanding of the meaning of the scriptures. And also he expressed his satisfaction in my poem about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The real conception of the whole theological conception of Mahaprabhu is represented here by gradual development. So they say, I have got some real conception about the theological instruction of Mahaprabhu. Something like that. In general. And Swami Maharaj also discussed with me when he published the Bhagavad Gita. I was next door to him, and when that Back to Godhead was published first in consultation with me, and there's my article also there from the beginning.
On that article, it says, by a Tridandi sannyasi of Navadvip. But I noticed that your name was not there.
Is it?
It says, a Tridandi sannyasi of Navadvip.
Back to Godhead.
Back to Godhead. But the article is unmistakably written by your divine grace.
What is that article?
Your article?
Yes. See, Guru and His Grace. That's one article.
Yes.
And then that bash the dictator of the spiritual world. Something, some articles like this. Tridandi Sannyasi, not my name.
Yeah.
I don't recollect. Govinda Maharaj can say. After Govinda Maharaj joined me, that paper was published perhaps. He may remember. I don't think that name was written or not. I don't remember. And later on, Achyutananda gave one article in Word to Godhead, mentioning that he met me and they put some questions, I am giving answer. In that way, one article was written by Achyutananda.
Very sweet article. It was a very sweet article.
Achyutananda article edition আমাদের গৌড়ের last year edition এতে ওটা দুটো দেওয়া হয়েছিল হাফ অ্যান্ড হাফ করে দুবার. This is his article, but he discourse his question from him and answer from me, and he couched in his own language the whole thing. The speech of the answer of me and the other things by Yoshitaka.
Since our Guru Maharaj disappeared, some of the disciples, they have gone in different directions. Some have been become very bitter.
Maybe now, even while he was appeared, so many went away, and after his departure, many went away. Now also, maybe so many who may go and come, all are not equal. Earnestness that come to see the outer grandeur and so many things. Curiosity. Many comes out of curiosity and they go back to their own field.
What can they do?
What? They?
Well,
there will come some reaction for some, after some time, some reaction will come.
They could not understand so clearly. What will happen to them?
What?
What will happen to those who have left to go to...
Some reaction will come in time. They have got such ill fate, and that will take some time to be finished. And the bad karma or some offensive tendency with them, that they ignore the Guru. There is Guru Swami Maharaj, whose the extension of his activity is so high, so deep, so extensive. Still, they dismissed him and went to some unknown people who are hated by the society of the civilized persons. Went there. The bad karma. And that will be finished by suffering, and then he will may again return.
It seemed to me they were reacting against...
Some may come back in this life, some may not come back in this life. Life together, they would have to suffer, misguided, everything is possible.
It seemed to me many rejected.
So we shall be careful at every step in our progress, that we may deviate, we may be very careful about Vaishnava Vrat, Good Bhavagga, always careful to save us from the apathetic attack. Attack and invoke the mercy, the grace of the higher. And that is our prayer to the anyway. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
It seemed many of these people rejected Prabhupada because they saw the men Prabhupada appointed as very hard, callous, materialistic men.
But why? Then they have lost faith in Prabhupada.
Yes.
Then they have not studied Prabhupada deeply. Mm. He has got his teachings in black and white. But what he wanted to say, that is not vanished. Not vanished, it is always in black and white. When no saint to be relied, the scripture is there. And with the scripture, help of the scripture, we shall try to understand who is a real saint or not. Hey, Harijanam. Ele ki jo prasad prasad ki jo kaise any take some prasadam.
This is the best prasad. You're speaking,
but the body may not be neglected. Have you got in such a stage that no body physical food is necessary for you?
No.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Guru Maharaj, in Jagannath Puri, I spoke to that Hiranyagarbha because I knew him from many years before. And he approached me. When I saw him coming, I tried to run away.
To convert you.
Yes. So then I put this question to him. I said, if Guru Maharaj says that a rope is a snake, then you have to accept it. If that is the statement of Guru Maharaj, I said, will you accept that? If Prabhupada says that the rope is a snake, will you believe him? And he told me, no. I said, then that is your problem, that you have no faith in our Guru. So I said, that is the difference. That is why you are in this situation, because you have lost faith in Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
So it was very simple. The first thing I spoke to him.
And you have lost your faith in Guru, and then you are going hither and thither, running hither and thither.
Then
for that aparad, that offense you commit against your Gurudev, and that takes you to run to this wrong direction.
Then he said to me that he felt that he was very isolated, very lonely, without the association of Vaishnavas. So I said, that is your choice. You have taken to this path, therefore Krishna has disassociated you from the association of your God brothers.
Sometimes devotees, they read the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like Jaiva Dharma, and they think that the book is advising them to do this kind of meditation.
These men, they want to very cheap, live by very cheap food. We have also gone through Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings, but we did not miss his warnings. There must be practical in their attempt, not imaginary thing.
Yes.
Westerners, they think that Eastern philosophy something like imagination, mm-hmm. New imagination. So they pass very quickly without giving attention to so many steps. That means self-deceiver. One who is particular for his own real sincere improvement, he cannot omit these steps. Saddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivetti. Then ruchi, asakti, and then bhava. Bhava. They must be true to their own self whether they have crossed these steps. Then bhava bhakti, then ragamarga begins there. From there, ragamarga begins. Ragavir bhavanavadi, vaidhi bhaktadhikar. Up to the awakenment of real bhava, one must follow this vidhi bhakti. And the anartha nivetti, that they sure that the anartha, that their attraction for any charm of this material world has altogether gone, those self-deceivers. They have come to deceive themselves. Vipralipsa, bhram, pramad, vipralipsa, karanapatak. These are the four defects with the man, with the man in bondage. What are they? Bhram, the commitment, commission. And the pramad, the omission, ignore, can't detect. Due to unmindful, inattentiveness. Karanapata, defect of the instrument through which they inspect things. Karanapata. And vipralipsa, a strong prejudice that cannot allow us to take impartial judgment of the things outside. Vipralipsa, aptamanchanecha. To deceive one's own self. What is that? A kind of prejudice. They can't leave us. They always color our mind. Impartial judgment cannot come out, piercing this cloud of prejudice. Self-deceit. So this is a self-deception. They do not want their own real interest, not attentive to that. So otherwise he must follow. The step by step, so that an artificial fruit he may not get in the name of fruit papa, natural fruit. He must be careful in his own bad game. Very careful, very sincere in his own bad game. Easy bad game. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I've heard that you have said that even the devotee who has passed the stage of anartha nivritti never feels that he is free of anarthas. Even if a devotee has passed the stage of anartha nivritti and has come to the stage of ruchi, so he has surpassed anartha nivritti. But he always feels he has an artist in his heart.
Ruchi, asakti, then bhava. And Rupa Goswami says, ragavir bhavanavadhi. Rag, we find that ruchi is very sid, very inconceivable sid, ruchi. And ruchi after nishtha. What is nishtha? Continued connection with Krishna consciousness. Not intercepted by any proposal or of physical or mental achievement. No interception, no
interruption.
Interruption. Continued conception, engagement in Krishna consciousness. Nishtha means nairantarya. Nairantarya. Nishtha means nairantarya. Then the ruchi will come. That will be real ruchi. Otherwise, the ruchi before this anartha nivritti, this is a vague thing, not to be reliable. Not reliable. The ruchi, that may be in the jurisdiction of Shraddha.
Hmm.
But after Shraddha, he may come to Sadhu Sangha. Then bhajan begins. Then after, as the result of the bhajan, the nishtha will come. That is continuous engagement. And then the test will awaken, and that is to be relied. Something. And then asakti, then bhava. And from there, the anurag marka, prapa. As to ruchi, the definition of ruchi, the continuous, and interrupted by the so many propensities of this mundane world, whether gross or subtle, that is not ruchi. Ruchi after nishtha. Now it is after nishtha the ruchi, it is safe, somewhat. Hey, কি করছো তুমি? হ্যাঁ? জোরে বলতে পারছো না? We have to understand what is bhuva, maha, jana, tapa, satya, loka, the subtle conceptions of material existence, and then viraja, then brahma loka, the liberation, the stage of renunciation, final renunciation of this material world, and then one can enter into Vaikuntha. The positive land, the positive, positive existence, that is service. And this is all negative side. We cannot find any positive engagement wholly in the negative. Only through Guru and the Vaishnava we can contact with positive world, though in the negative. That is through Shraddha, it is really done. Otherwise, with those representation about the service of Krishna in higher line, this last will be fed part. This calm, the last of the sense pleasure, that will get its food from that imaginary attempt. And that would be dangerous with offense. It's a great offense to take calm as brain. Dekho bhai, kame preme bhed nahi, tabu kam prem nahi hai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving warning. There is no much difference in the ideal of calm and the prem. But yet, calm is never the prem. Similar, but not same. The opposite. Raktamangsa maya kam. Kam is concerned with this flesh and blood and mind and the prem chidananda dham. And that is the acme of the highest conscious world. Adiv kam prami bahutantar. The great distance between this lost and the loved divine. Kam andhadama prem nidmalabhaskara. Kam is the more dense darkness and the prem is the highest position of the light, acme of light. One center connected, Krishna connected, center connected, another sense connected. Kama is sense connected, this material sense connected, both body and the mind. And that is Krishna connected. And the Krishna's last, where is Krishna? And then he has got that sort of life to come to that through such agents. How purity is necessary to enter that highest, to enter that highest layer of spiritual world, which Lakshmi Devi aspires after, but do not get. What is that? Lakshmi Devi, she is aspiring, but she is considered unfit for his divine pride, the majestic pride, connection with the majesty, that is, she is rejected. And these fellows are very easily, as you can entrance there. We don't want so cheap thing. Our conception is a little higher. Rather we shall die many deaths before reaching that place, but won't we like to be disconnected or commit any offense against that, undermining its position. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari. Has he come to understand his own soul, in what layer it is, it exists? Indriyani para indriyadhva param manu manusastu para buddhi. Buddhi is jya para tastu sa. Before joining this mission, I wanted to practice the teachings of Bhagavad Gita in my own life. I tried my best withdrawing completely from the material world of material experience to concentrate myself in the mental world. Then what is mind? Not only by the description in the scriptures, but I wanted to feel it myself. What is my mind here? To find it within myself. And then after finding this portion is my own mind. And then to find out what is that principle of intelligence which guides me, helps me for proper guidance, where is it? How is it? Where is this living abode in this way? I experienced a time when I found the material world, the sense experience world, is just like a coating. Suppose the milk is there and the cream over. The cream is the material life, and the whole milk from which this cream has come, that is the mental world. That is, Bhuvalok is more extensive than this Bhuloka. Bhuloka, that the world experienced by our physical senses. And that is only a cover. And the real internal thing is the mind, the impulse, the world of impulse. And that is creating this, like a cream. This body is like a cream. Our mental body is huge, great magnitude. So many ideas, thoughts of eternal life is there in subtle form collected there in the mental world. And only a few has been attached to get its realization in this physical body. And this great infinite mental world is back underground. And so many bubbles are coming from it on the surface and becoming this world and the mind also, this physical body. Then the area of judgment that is buddhi, decision, sadlok, that is again greater in magnitude than the mental world. In this way, the deeper and the greater, deeper and the greater, more spacious, more and more spacious, this causal world, not fine, but it is more spacious, and the physical only a very negligent part. In this way it is going deeper to deeper. And there is very slight connection with Atma, the soul of my own, like a lightning, to get its touch and the fall back. Then there is Paramatma on the other side, Paramatma on the other side, for which the yogi. Then the Vasudev, Brahma, Vasudev, and then Narayan, all these things, not a cheap thing. One who tries practically in that way, they will to appreciate what is that. Not, it is in, not in a story, a palatable story. Reality is very stern. But with the help of the sadhu, the Krishna conceptions developed in a good way, all these stages may be neglectfully crossed. Because our natural home is there. A sober man has become mad. To come to that stage of mind, he has to pass many, many incidents. Not one incident made him mad, but one incident, some wave, another incident, another wave. In this way, so many waves has taken him towards the plane of madness. And to take him back, also so many layers to pierce through. They are fine, they are very irresistible, not easily soluble, and still there is also so such solution that can dissolve them very quickly. Krishna Katha. So Bhagavat Marga is such. From any position, when that solution is, a little of that solution is applied, they may be dissolved. It is there, that is our hope. Otherwise it is unknown and unknowable. So we must not think it to be so easy. It is hard, it is only His, it depends on His grace, His whim. And nothing in me, mostly nothing in me. Mostly it depends on Him, His sweet will. The earnestness by which His attention can be drawn, the center, the center, the highest center, and His attention to be drawn to this negligible position of mind, it is not a very easy thing. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nijai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nijai. Acha. What are you going to do? Acha. Govind Krishna Sangha Daga.
Again, for the book that I want to do, want to understand how Ramanujacharya made Sri Vaishnavism so popular. What was the quality?
You have to read the history, the books concerning that, for details. I do not remember, and it will be difficult for me to recollect. Only I can give you the direction, and you have to read the history of that Vishishtadvaita Bhagavat. Before Ramanujacharya also there are Jamunacharya, Jamunacharya. And Ramanuja has also given quotation that before that, before Shankara, there are more interpretations of Vedanta. Dravida, Tanka, Bodhayana. There are real interpretations of the Upanishad and the Veda before Shankara. Shankara twisted them. The Buddhist done away with those valuable scriptures in their time. And Shankara also, whatever little remained, he also, that Ramanuja went to Kashmir, and from there he collected those previous interpretations of the Upanishads and Vedanta. And in that tone, Ramanuja himself prepared that Vishishtadvaita Bhashya, Sri Bhashya.
I had a question with Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra was example of perfect king, yet there is some record that he would eat meat.
Huh? What is it?
Lord Ramachandra.
Huh?
Ramachandra.
Ramchandra.
Was example of perfect king.
Perfect king, yes.
Yet he ate meat.
He ate meat.
Yeah.
How do you get it?
I heard from one god brother. And
what is the reliability?
It was supposed to be, as I heard, it was supposed to be in Ramayana that he ate the flesh of the deer.
It is not mentioned. But previously, even Brahmins, Kshatriya, they ate meat. It is found in the history. They ate meat. But that may be adjusted in this way. Hattavashimam lokam nohanti no nibodhate. There is a position from which hinsa is not hinsa. If you can understand this passage of Bhagavad Gita, there is a position from where if you kill a person, kill not only one, the whole of the Brahmanda you will face, you do not do anything and you have not to suffer any reaction out of that. Hattav shimam lokam no hanti no nibadhyati. When one comes to such a level of knowledge that this only a dress, so by destroying the dress the man is not affected, the person not affected when his coat is torn. And sometimes by setting aside the coat he may help the inner man. Suppose some poison, connection of fire, he may throw out that and save the inner man. The attitude he approaches to whom. A sannyasi comes and it takes a boy from the affectionate area of his father, mother, home, everything. And in the apparently cruel way, he snatches the boy from the lap of the mother, father, and the sweet home. It is cruel. But it may have justification from far-reaching results of his good. So many apparently heinous actions, if they have got some remote good connection, real connection with the higher good, then this apparent curiosity is justified, but not if not from that higher level, higher angle of vision, then he is responsible for his disturbance of the present peaceful situation. Do you follow? Can't follow?
Yes.
Apparently cruel activity may be justified for one's real higher good. Otherwise not. With this angle of vision, if we come to judge, then we may find that there is truth behind the hinsa.
There was one story.
And also it is mentioned. Bad to me, Poshu maro alpo dosh tomar, kadarthana diya maro papa papa. According to one's own stage, you, just as a tiger, he is so many beast animals, not much sin to the tiger. But a human, if he does so, he does more sin. And if a saint, he kills, he gets more sin. In this way, there is a gradation. As the usage is going on, he is only practicing that. Not particular, particular to that external deed proper. So many things to be said in there.
So the Bhagavan?
Bhim and the Pandava, they used this meat, we are told. But the sadhu should not do so. It is mentioned from their position. Guru is Vaishnava, but as he is a bird, he uses so many fishes and other things as his food.
So what about the people in general?
When anything is done God-centered, it is all right. Not only not sinful, but it creates good for the person who becomes the prey of such apparent mistreatment. God-centered.
What is the position of Christians?
That is nirgun. God centers means nirgun, the wave which is causeless and which is irresistible, and that is all good. And whatever comes in clash with that, that is perished, destroyed, finished, and that is laudable. To crush all other ways than that absolute way. We have to understand in this way. As is causeless and which is irresistible, that is absolute good. Any local interest coming in clash with that, it will be crushed, and that will be no sin. Apparently, who are in the local interest, sitting in the angle of local interest, provincial interest, they are in wrong. The killing may be saving. We have to understand in this way. The apparent killing may be proper saving. Suppose there are so many laws in this world that a murderer is killed. Legally they are being killed. That killing is saving. Otherwise, he killed more